Want to get to my next item now, though, because the news coming through in the last 12, 15 hours or so that there was a High Court petition to wind up Skellig Chocolates, Shocklaudine Skellig Chorinta, and this all comes as there has been a long and winding saga of the unravelling of Paddy McKillen Jr.'s property and hospitality group, which had bought Skellig Chocolate and business, the property and business, in March of 2022. With me in the line to talk about this is councillor in the area, Fianna Fáil's Norma Moriarty. Norma, good morning to you. And look, this is something that had been feared, of course, ever since the moves were made on the Press Up Limited and Paddy McKillen's property empire, Paddy McKillen Jr., I should say, property empire. What do we know about what's happening on the ground for the staff in Skellig Chocolates right now?
Well, I'm waiting just to touch base with one of the managers on the ground there. Due to call me, she's has childminding duties and has to get them out to school. But I have been talking to Udras Nogueltang, this, who have been working actually with the company in the background. And it is like the Skellig's chocolate brand is a very good brand. There's a very good business there. There are customers there. By the way, this business was purchased in I think it was early 2022 with no debt, a very profitable business, a great staff, fabulous building, the asset that was there itself. The brand name, as we said, in a great location with the add-on of the cafe. And it worked. It was a really excellent business. And it has been through very tough times. This was a business when it was originally, in its early phase, had to endure a fire and was devastated, but it literally phoenixed from the ashes. It rose bigger, brighter and better than ever. And it is incredibly sad and, to be honest with you, like anger-inducing that we find ourselves in this situation, because what appears to have happened is that it was used, if you like, to asset strip to a degree, because and I'm reading here what was printed and reported yesterday in terms of the annual rent agreed at the rent register. The companies, that were created by McKillen, there were two companies created, one to own the building and one to trade as Skellig's Chocolate. So the company trading Shocklaudie na Skellig Chocolate was the tenant of Fusion Limited, who were the new owners of the building, both owned by McKillen's, one company renting from the other. And the amount of rent, the annual rent that was agreed in March 22 was 388,000 per annum for 10 years. Now, that makes no sense. And that, by the way, is in extraordinary multiples of what would have been the rent that the previous owners would have been charging, which would have allowed for the viability of the business and a correct, reasonable rent. So what happened here was enormous amounts of debt were attributed to this business, a good business, and it was becoming saddled with debt that it shouldn't have had. Yeah. And it was being used to raise revenue.
But that's all legal, and that's what happens with some purchases by some companies, and particularly, I suppose, a company now that's been unravelling ever since. But do we know this morning, is it still operating, or is this game over for the time being for the company?
No, to my knowledge, it is still operating, because it was news to the Ross Nogales that this move was being made in the courts. They had been working with the company, and the issues around revenue, again, which were all very much part of the last 2 years that the issues with revenue arose, and there was a payment plan agreed with those. So they seem to have been put to bed, and they were working through those, and that was fine. So this is very much about Resolute Advisory acting for one of the McKillen companies, looking to basically to move on debt that they had on the building to take that out. I'm calling on Udhart. They've been good in the background, and they've been working with them as they do in all Gaeltacht areas, but I will be calling on them to do even more here. We cannot allow this iconic business in our Gaeltacht area. It's magnificent. It is such a bright shining light in our Gaeltacht community in Glanna and Ballina Skellig. We cannot allow it to go to the wall, especially when the business itself is viable, and not the shenanigans, if you like, the financial game playing that went on behind the scenes. It is really, really letting the people down. Fantastic workforce over the years, skilled workforce, wonderful atmosphere when you go over there. There have been local management on the ground that have moved might and main to make sure that they were operating as slimly as possible in terms of overheads since the issues with Press Up came to light. And they've been doing everything they possibly can. At one time, it had a staff of 35. it's down now, I think, between 23 and 25 of the staff. But those 23 and 25 jobs in an area like ours is a huge number of jobs. And it is, if the business itself was losing market share, if the business itself was going out of fashion, as it were, or had been overtaken by competitors, you would say something. But it's not. It's the financial, the debt loading that went on.
It's a solid, popular brand that's been there for a long time with expertise staff, and that's worth protecting.
100% worth protecting. And we're what, 5-6 weeks out from Christmas, which would be a boom time for the goods that they manufacture. It has everything going for it. If it was, well, if it was owned by somebody that wasn't looking at it as a vehicle to raise loans against it, and that's what happened here, and it should not be allowed to be a victim to that. So I, in fairness to the rest, I say I will give them credit. They've been working in advisory capacity and working behind the scenes, but we need to do something very, very real here to make sure that these jobs are rescued and that this business that is so important to our area is allowed to continue to flourish, because it is, that business is sound, absolutely sound.
Yeah, I was looking on their website this morning, and one of the, and it, look, it's a story for all chocolate makers at the moment. There's a double whammy in terms of the industry. The wider and separate from the unique circumstance of what's going on here with the Paddy McKillen Jr. companies. Number one, chocolate prices are at record high levels, the raw ingredient prices. And number two, you click on the Skelly Chocolates website, and the first thing that pops up when you go to make an order, no shipping to the USA. We've suspended shipments to the USA due to new tariff policies. So there's a lot of difficulties going on with chocolate anyway, but there's plenty of companies that are still surviving and still operating despite those difficulties.
Absolutely. And again, it's not, why those are challenges. And again, remember, we survived COVID, went through all of that. While those are real challenges, and those, the cost of doing business is a challenge for everyone doing business, it is a quality product. It has that market share. It is that recognisable brand. And this can work. And even as the visitor experience element of it, you know, when, because of the tourist side of it, you come to the factory, you see it in operation, you buy your product there, you sit in the cafe, you enjoy magnificent views. There's two very solid parts to this company. And it would be just such a failure if we allow it to go to the wall. But it's not, it isn't, you know, a failure of the original founders of this company, the ones who subsequently, you know, brought it from the ashes, as it were. It's a failure. Yeah. While you say that that is perfectly legal to do those things, I honestly think from a company's point of view, a company law point of view, those sorts of things, that to me is, that's poor practice. And you're playing, you know, you're gambling with people's lives and with people's jobs. And it should not be allowed to happen in the way that it is, especially when there's so much publicly available information about what would previously have been the rental income that would have been sustainable and viable. And then to see it increase to such a multitude, surely that should have raised red flags to say, hang on a second here now, this is nonsense. You know, we're a lot of us that work in the community voluntary sector, we're directors of companies, you know, that are not-for-profit companies, and we take our responsibilities as company directors really seriously. And you look at, you know, commercial entities like this or venture capital entities like this, and it's Wild West stuff, and it's allowed to happen, and it is wrong.
And it shouldn't 100%. Be. Okay, all right. We're going to see what happens. We've contacted the company to see what the situation is. We'll have more throughout today on this, but thanks for, you're making that call for Uteross to get heavily involved. Would you, finally, briefly, would you like to get them perhaps maybe even looking at taking over the company or supporting it through difficult times?
I would. I honestly think, because I believe the company will, you know, it's you're not taking over something that's going to become a dead duck. The business is there, the customer is there, you know, those luxury goods, there will always be a market for them. And while there will be turbulent times and the tariffs are a nightmare, if you like, but we do have an awful lot of American tourists who come to Ireland anyway. They buy their product directly.
Yeah.
You have other people that will buy them. You have a huge European market.
So worth saving is what you're saying.
100% yeah. Okay. Worth saving, yes.
All right, that's Councillor Norma Moriarty with her view on that situation. And hi, Jerry, this would be a disaster for the staff in the area of Ivra if it doesn't get kept open. This is on Skellig Chocolate. Hopefully, Uteross and Gaeltachta will get more involved. We already lost all the jobs at Delpac as they closed their office in Ballinskellig. 4 hotels for sale and others not available to the public. There are some families who have 4 members working there over the season and many are taken on for the summer months. We have a great product there, the chocolate, which is sold all over the world. It would be celebrated celebrating 30 years next year. That comes from Tony Donnelly in Waterville. Well, with me on the line to talk a bit more about this and what's been happening in the High Court with a petition to wind up Seachtláidí na Scéalaigh Teoranta is Thomas Hubert, who is the editor of the Currency website and news organisation. Thomas, good morning to you and thanks for joining me in the programme. Look, what can you tell us about what's happening here? This is an insolvency accountant, Colin Gaynor of Resolute Advisory, applying to the High Court to have the company wound up.
Yes, hi, Jerry, and hi to your listeners in Kerry. This accountant is actually asking the High Court to put the Scéalaigh Chocolate Factory and Cafe into liquidation because he is already the receiver of a company called Fusion Excellence, which owns the property, the building where Scéalaigh Chocolate is located. And both the factory itself, the business that sells the chocolate and operates the cafe, and also the company that owns the building, they were both controlled by Paddy McCullen Jr., the businessman who is famous for the press-up group of bars and restaurants in Dublin that he lost control of recently enough in the last few years. And now those kind of issues with his business are reaching Kerry because the lender who lent him money to buy the properties through that property company has appointed a receiver to recover debt, unpaid debt. And that's standard procedure when there's a dispute about debt being repaid. And now the receiver is turning against the business, the actual chocolate factory, to recover the rent on the property as part of his efforts to get the debt back to the lenders, the mortgage holders for the property.
And what impact is this going to have, do you think, Thomas, from here? Now, our understanding is it's business as usual at the factory. Orders will be filled, staff continue to work and be paid for the time being. But how much longer can that last, depending what happens?
We'll know more about that on November 24th, in about 11 days from now. That's when the High Court is scheduled to hear the petition. So at that point, there may be various missions from anyone who is an interest in the company, whether they're owed money by Scéalaigh Chocolate or whether they're working there or they actually own an interest in it, like Paddy McCullen Jr. himself. They have the right to go to the receiver and give their documents and their opinions as to why what should happen with the business, and then it's up to the judge in the High Court on the 24th of November to decide whether this application has a right to go ahead and the company should be wound up, or actually is there another option and what should happen with it. So we will know more at that point.
Okay, is there a chance, like this isn't an examinership, it's a receivership, but is there a chance if somebody comes forward to either, you know, pay some of the debt or buy the company or come up with a solution to keep it going, because it is a very strong brand, that might happen?
That's an option, absolutely. Everything is open at this stage, and there was a public notice this week from the receiver to the property side of the business inviting submissions, so there could be some other options emerging. As long as, you know, his mission is really to get all the rent arrears paid into the property company and then get that back to the lenders who advanced the money to buy the property in the first place. So if there is maybe an option to solve that problem outside the liquidation, that could happen, and it would be before the court, and then that there would be a court decision that has to be enforced at that point.
Okay. All right, Thomas, we're out of time, but thanks so much for clearing that up for us on the programme this morning. We'll watch and wait what happens between now and November 24th. But thanks for talking to me in the programme. That's Thomas Hubert there, who's the editor of the Currency website and news organisation. That's thecurrency.news is the website to go to there.